Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.3, Key Components of Business Intelligence. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Business Intelligence in the Business Intelligence for Non-Technical Professionals course. In this lesson, we'll explore the essential components of business intelligence, BI, systems, including data sources and data warehousing, data analysis fundamentals, and an overview of data visualization. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify and describe these key components, which are crucial for making informed business decisions and enhancing your understanding of BI. Main content data sources and data warehousing data sources are the foundational elements of any business intelligence system. These can include internal data, such as sales records, customer databases, and operational data, as well as external data, like market trends, economic indicators, and competitive analysis. Understanding where your data comes from is essential, as it determines the quality and relevance of the insights you can derive. Data warehousing is the process of collecting, storing, and managing data from various sources in a centralized location. This allows for efficient querying and analysis. A data warehouse is designed to handle large volumes of data and to support analytical reporting and data mining. For example, you might integrate different applications that generate data, like user interactions on a website or transactions in an online store, into a single data warehouse. This centralization not only facilitates easier access to data but also enhances the ability to generate comprehensive reports that provide deeper insights into business performance. Data analysis fundamentals. Once data has been collected and stored, the next step is data analysis. Data analysis involves inspecting, cleansing, transforming, and modeling data with the goal of discovering useful information, informing conclusions, and supporting decision-making. For professionals, this means understanding how to interpret data and what tools can be used for analysis. Common data analysis techniques include descriptive analysis, summarizing historical data, diagnostic analysis, understanding why something happened, and predictive analysis, forecasting future outcomes based on historical data. You might use tools like SQL for querying databases or programming languages like Python or R for more advanced statistical analysis. By leveraging these tools, you can create algorithms that provide insights into customer behavior or predict trends in your market. Overview of data visualization. Data visualization is the graphical representation of information and data. By using visual elements like charts, graphs, and maps, you can make complex data more accessible, understandable, and usable. Effective data visualization helps you identify patterns, trends, and outliers in data, which are crucial for making informed decisions. There are various tools available for data visualization, such as Tableau, Power BI, and Google Data Studio. These platforms allow you to create interactive dashboards that can be shared with stakeholders. For instance, you might create a dashboard that visualizes user engagement metrics over time, helping your team to identify what features are most popular and where improvements can be made. Conclusion. In this lesson, we covered the key components of business intelligence systems, including data sources, data warehousing, data analysis fundamentals, and data visualization. Understanding these elements is vital for leveraging BI effectively in your organization. By recognizing the significance of each component, you can better utilize data to inform business decisions and drive strategic initiatives. As you continue to explore business intelligence, keep these key concepts in mind, as they will serve as the building blocks for more advanced topics in the next module. Reflection questions. How can understanding the various data sources enhance your decision-making process in your role? In what ways can data warehousing improve the efficiency of your BI efforts? What types of data visualization do you think would be most effective for presenting user engagement metrics in your projects?